Thousands of people wrapped around the BB&T Center in Sunrise yesterday for the first day of extended signups for the Federal Disaster Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, also known as DSNAP. Among the people waiting with umbrellas to keep the sun out of their eyes was expectant mom Betsy Wasiskiche. At 37 weeks pregnant, she says she was having trouble standing in line for 2.5 hours.
I have my husband and the stroller and my 2-year-old, but I was on the stroller most of the time. I couldn't make it up the hill.
Over on the other side of the arena, 36-year-old Kai Blazini from Miramar sat in a wheelchair in the sun. She has a knee injury.
I didn't realize it was so many people that was affected. So it's like, you know, we wouldn't be here for no reason. That's how bad it is. So if I could have stayed at home, I would be at home right now.
Blazini waited at the separate handicap entrance where people with disabilities could wait indoors and mostly in the shade with a shorter line. DCF is serving applicants based on the first letter of the recipient's last name. People can still sign up at the BB&T Center and also at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. Hours were 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and tomorrow as well. If your last name starts with G through P, officials encourage you to go today. Tomorrow, last names beginning with the letters Q through Z. Well, along with new mayors and other municipal elections, City of Miami and Miami Beach voters went to the polls yesterday to decide on some important issues. Miami residents voted to tax themselves to raise funds needed to deal with the threat of sea level rise, build more affordable housing, and pay for a slew of other public projects. In a city vulnerable to climate change, about 55% of Miami's electorate voted in favor of outgoing Mayor Tomas Regalado's $400 million Miami Forever General Obligation Bond. Meanwhile, in Miami Beach, last call will remain 5 a.m. in most establishments. Miami Beach voters said no to a proposal that would have rolled back alcohol sales to 2 a.m. The question had sparked a spirited debate, no pun intended. Many bars and nightclubs argued the rollback would severely damage Miami Beach's nightlife. Mayor Philip Levine and some South Beach residents disagreed, saying the party atmosphere fuels crime. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.